God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Peer Home with me, Sahar Haqju. Well, today we come to you with hearts full of joy and pride as we remember the Iranian nation's voices chanting in unification, freedom, justice, independence, and the Islamic Revolution. We want to offer our congratulations to all the freedom-seeking nations on the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. And as for our discussion today, we'd like to delve into the topic cultural diversity within the family and society. Of course, we'll have other interesting segments, so you'll definitely want to stay tuned. Welcome back to the program. Well, we're delighted to have Dr. Majid Karimi here with us to help us discuss understanding cultural diversity within the family and society. Welcome to the program, Dr. Karimi.
Thank you so much. I want to say hello to you and the viewers and say congratulations because of Islamic Republic of Iran. And thank you for your kind invitation again.
It's wonderful to have you. Dr. Karimi has a PhD in English literature. He's a writer, and he's also the translator of the book, The Role of Women in Islam. So let's get right into our discussion so we can better understand cultural diversity. So first, we want to know what the importance of cultural diversity is, or in other words, how does culture shape the way we see the world or others and also ourselves, of course? Mm-hmm.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. For answering this question, it's better to know the definition of culture. What is culture? And then talk about the importance of it. Mm-hmm. Culture refers to a group of people or community get together, share common experience, exchange ideas, give and receive information. For what? For the main goal. What is the main goal? The society, the success of society. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, most of the time, most of the people think that whenever we talk about different culture or cultural diversity, we want to talk about other countries, the mm-hmm. culture of other countries. This is not true. Of course, every country has its own culture. Mm-hmm. But the definition of culture is something else.
So we've misunderstood the definition altogether.
Exactly, exactly. culture refers to a group of two persons even, mm-hmm. five persons, 1,000 persons, a community. It doesn't matter how many people they are. But we just know that about the characteristics and features of the group. Mm-hmm. For example, the first and earliest unit that we experience from our child to adulthood is our family. Mm-hmm. Family is the unit, is the first group that we experience, and it has its own culture too. Mm-hmm. We should know that in the within the family, we should prepare ourselves. We should prepare our children before leaving the first cultural group and going inside the society with so many other cultural groups that those are waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that when a child wants to leave the first unit, that's the family, should know the characteristics, the features, the cultural values of other groups.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, at the same time, at once, all of us belongs to so many cultural groups. Why we should know? Because we should know these structures, because we want to follow these structures, these values, mm-hmm. these cultural values. If we don't know exactly what are the values of other cultures, so we will face a gap,
mm-hmm.
cultural gap. This is a problem. Because we don't know how to manage, how to cope, how to fill these gaps.
How to understand, maybe.
Exactly. Because we don't know the characteristics of these groups, mm-hmm. so we never know how to be active.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that society at the top of a pyramid with so many small units, mm-hmm. with so many small units like the families.
Mm-hmm.
And the families act like members of the society. They should know how to work together,
mm-hmm.
how to cooperate, how to understand each other. As you know, in our society, for example, there are so many scholars, so many professors, so many teachers, doctors, engineers, but the problem is here. They don't know how to
work together,
get together, to work together, how to cooperate. For what? For the purpose of the society.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to have a strong society, if we want to have a strong society in this cultural diversity that we live in a world nowadays, mm-hmm. so it's better to have a good communication within these groups.
And that starts, as you said, within the family.
Family is the earliest and the most important
mm-hmm.
part, because the parents are the first and the most important teachers for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they can introduce the cultural values, give more information, more details,
mm-hmm.
by explanation, by spending more time with the children.
Just maybe also just acknowledging or telling your children, like you said, that there are differences. They may be exposed to differences once they go out into society. I think just that acknowledgement is probably
mm-hmm.
key.
But unfortunately, they never pay enough attention mm-hmm. to this fact. And they never try within the family to introduce different patterns
mm-hmm.
of other cultures, other groups, because we want to be activate in other groups like our job, our school, university,
mm-hmm.
our society. We should consider
mm-hmm.
The values that is introduced by the society. If we work together and if we understand and if we follow these patterns exactly, so we can have a strong society, and even we can export our culture to other countries
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting and watching and listening of those cultural values that is introduced by to us
mm-hmm.
by satellite, by internet,
mm-hmm.
and those many other tools, as you know, by TV program, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So going back to our question, we said, how does it shape the way we see the world? So we'd say it's a better understanding of the world and being able to work with society better. And the way we see ourselves would be, you just referred to the satellite, or maybe a better sense of identity. Is that how
exactly.
we see ourselves?
Because
if we understand
the reason of this matter is that because these tools directly or indirectly affects, influence on subconscious or unconscious part of the mind,
mm-hmm.
and they cultivate the culture that they like,
mm-hmm.
according to their beliefs, according to their religions,
mm-hmm.
according to their society, psychology, sociology. So, but we are rich about this
mm-hmm.
fact, so we can reach our culture by introducing our cultural values to our people, to
mm-hmm.
our children, to our students, and try encourage them to understand
mm-hmm.
this cultural diversity, and try to help them to understand better than ever before,
mm-hmm.
if we want to have a strong society.
So it starts within the family unit, and that strength moves on and spreads out into society and so on. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, we have so many more questions about cultural diversity, so stay with us.
Wisdom in choosing the host. Hosting the Prophet, peace be upon him, has such a great importance that it had turned into an issue of major conflicts between Aus and Khazraj tribes. Each tribe tried to have the historical honor of hosting the Prophet. Accepting the invitation of each of tribe needed special wisdom. Considering the seriousness of tribal prejudice between Aus and Khazraj, which hadn't reduced in spite of their converting to Islam, and they couldn't attach less importance to their tribal prejudice than their religion, the Prophet had to adopt a policy in order not to provoke their prejudices. Otherwise, the happiness of hosting the Prophet would turn into a war. One can easily imagine the scene when the Prophet's camel arrived at the city gate. A great number of Muslims from Aus and Khazraj tribes had held the camel's rein and tried to hear the Prophet say that he had accepted their invitation. The Prophet, peace be upon him, who had predicted all of these events, answered them, "Release the camel's rein. This camel is responsible for choosing the host. Wherever it sits down, I will settle there." This policy was so useful that everybody got quiet. The Prophet's camel passed through the alleys of Medina, and in the end it kneeled down in a piece of land belonging to two orphans. When the Prophet's camel chose the land of orphans for the supporter of orphans, Muslims of Medina accepted that the Prophet's stay in Abu Ayyub Ansari's house, which was next to that land, temporarily.
Well, we're talking about understanding cultural diversity in the family and society with Dr. Majid Karimi. And we spoke about the definition of culture altogether. And now we want to know, how is culture taught in society?
Actually, the answer to this question is very easy and simple. And at the same time, the way of applying it is very difficult. By instructing and educating, we can help our children understand the different culture, and but the role of the parents in these situations is considerable. Mm-hmm. And also we should try to educate our children according to some patterns. Mm-hmm. There are different environments available and waiting for us outside the family, and different types of education too. The first types of education is formal education that happens most of the time in a school and in our universities, with so many special field of study, with so many particular knowledge, so many specific school curriculum, with very skillful teachers, masters, professors. These are good, but unfortunately, again, we never pay enough attention to the culture of the people. We should make culture at the same time. Beside the formal education, beside the school curriculum, it's better to have the chance of introducing different culture from a school to high school to university. It doesn't matter how old our children are. We should start within the family, through the university, through the school, high school. And this is the first fact. The other environment is related to the informal education. Informal education that you can see is based on the mass media, because we are living in a media age.
The dangerous form.
Exactly. Because there are so many tools available now, TV, radio, nowadays satellite, internet. There are so many books with different subjects, that some of them dangerous, different magazine and newspaper. These tools, fortunately, I don't know what to say, or unfortunately, are available and at the same time very cheap, but they can be constructive and destructive at the same time. Why? Because of the variety of programs available. And it is very difficult to control to control the program. Satellite even introduced different culture from other countries. Of course, these programs are uncontrollable, but we can control somehow. How? By cultivating theory. We should cultivate the way of understanding what is right and what is wrong to our children, to our people. It is not related just to children, not to students, to our people as a whole. And they should understand what is right and what is wrong.
To be able to distinguish the good from the bad as it's luring you in and maybe brainwashing you to a certain extent.
Of course, it's very difficult, and this is by the hand of our experts. Our experts should try to cultivate, try to introduce different cultural values and prepare our people for better understanding the cultural values of our society, according to our beliefs, according to our culture, to our religion, psychology of the people. Every country has its own situation. If you want just copy, of course, if we copy the advantages, some positive points of other culture, that's okay, no problem. But sometimes some of the cultural values introduced by other countries are not suitable for our country and for our society and for our culture.
My beliefs.
And this is the task of the media, especially TV. That nowadays all of us are exposed to it from infancy.
And many addicted to it.
Exactly. So. And every, you can find a TV set in every room somehow. So this is the task of the society, the task of the government and experts, try to introduce these cultural values according to our culture. This is a non-formal education. The other types of education, and the last one, according to these three environments, is informal education. Informal education start in a family. That is the most important part, because we are exposed to it from infancy.
It's just what you see, adulthood. What you're used to.
And our parents are the first teachers, and they should try to introduce the cultural values to us. Because there are so many groups outside the family waiting for our children, and we should prepare them, because after they reach adulthood, after they grow up, they want to participate in other groups, in their job, in their school, in their university, in their society. So we should prepare them and let them know what is right and what is wrong, because they should know that they are responsible for making decision. They should know that they should follow those patterns introduced by the society, and if they neglect, they will be punished by the society. And according to me, the role of the parents are very important, because they are the first teachers, and most of the, and it can better to say that all of the children rely on their parents, and they have the first experience within the family. So if we want to teach, if we want to educate our people, we should consider these three environments, with these three education types of education, formal, informal, and non-formal, that happen in our school, in our society, by media, and in within the family. And we should cultivate the way of living to our people. I emphasize this fact that again and again, it is not just related to the children, not to the students. Even us, people of a society, they should know
even
how
our elderly.
Exactly, they should know how to work together, how to cooperate for the main goal, the success of the society.
And just to point to something here, you said you were saying how the cultures that they're exposed to through satellite media, whatnot, they can take some of the good aspects. And I think it's also noteworthy to say, well, there's a lot of cultures that we've been raised with, a lot of cultures that the elderly even they're used to, and now they've become norms and may not necessarily be great aspects
definitely,
in our culture.
Definitely.
So why not open our eyes and try to be a little open-minded, and something that may put pressure on